Yes, he is. Good jobs. Good job, Sissy. That was wonderful. Amen. She's only 13 years old. Now, let me tell you something. The devil will be after that. Yeah. Mom and Dad, the devil will be after that. Yeah. God gave her that talent. Yeah. Amen. He can take it away. Yeah. As her pastor, we're going to fight to keep the devil away from her. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Half of the bunch that sings for the world used to sing in church. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. God give her a talent, we ought to use it for Him. Amen. Jude, the book of Jude, chapter number 2. First one to find it, stand your feet. Amen. Ain't but one chapter. Amen. Jude, the little book of Jude. Brother Freddie asked me to do the devotion. And my sinuses were really giving me a hard time. They still are. All this pollen, I guess. But he asked me to do the devotion for the bus meeting or the visitation meeting yesterday morning. And I used the scripture, and the Lord began to develop a thought in my mind all the day long. And so we're gonna look at that verse of scripture again in Jude chapter number 1 and verse number 22. Now I want you to watch this. Back up and let's hit verse 21. Are y'all there?
Yes, sir.
Jude 21. The Bible says, "Keep yourselves in the love of God." Let me stop right there. It's got nothing to do with the message, but there a responsibility is laid at mine and your feet to keep ourselves where? In the love of God. Listen, once you get saved and you get right with God, it takes work to stay there.
Right.
Not work to stay saved, but work to stay right with God.
Amen.
Amen. So he said, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. He said in verse 22, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. In verse 22, he said, and of some have compassion, making a difference. Tonight, for a few minutes, I want to talk to you on this thought line, compassion makes the difference.
Yes, sir.
Compassion makes the difference. The Bible said when Jesus saw the multitude scattered abroad, having no shepherd, hungry, the Bible said he was moved with compassion.
Yes,
if there's anything we ought to have in our hearts as Christians, is compassion toward our fellow man.
Yes, sir.
What is compassion? It's care and it's concern. Now, we've been pushing you to get involved in the bus ministry and pushing you to get involved in the visitation. And listen, we're not trying just to get, it's not just about getting more people in church. It's to help you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Listen, there is no way, I'm going to use some stuff from an old message tonight, but a very little, so some of this may sound familiar. There is no way that you and I can know Christ-likeness. There's no way we can know what it means to be like Jesus until we surround our lives in service for other people.
Amen.
Amen. You see what it does when you get involved in the service of others. I mean, taking care of somebody else's needs, taking the gospel to somebody else that is lost. When you get involved with that, it takes the focus off of you.
Yeah.
Amen. When you're involved serving others, it's hard to get your feelings hurt because you're not thinking about you. You don't get mad because you're not thinking about you.
Amen.
You don't get jealous because you're not thinking about you. You got your mind on somebody else. Amen.
Right.
We okay?
Amen.
Listen, man, Jesus lived his life, died and rose again, loving and serving others.
Amen.
At Calvary, there, if you study the Bible, there were 7 sayings from the cross. Very first one. Anybody know what it was? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Later on, he'll cry, I thirst, but not yet. First, he's got some forgiving to do.
Yeah. Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Long before he says, I thirst, he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Then he looks at John the Baptist and his mother, and he said, Mama, go home with John. John, take care of my mama.
Yeah.
Then he looks at the thief beside him and says, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.
Yeah. Yes.
Before he ever speaks of himself, it's others first. When we learn to put others before us, will be the time when we come to the place where we can truly know Christian joy and happiness. Amen. The little acronym, JOY, the word, J-O-Y. Brother Charles, I got this from Brother Charles years ago. He said it's Jesus, others, and then you. You say that again? What is joy? It's Jesus first, others second, and you last. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We okay tonight? I'm saying compassion makes a difference. When you learn to love and care about other people, it will make a difference in your life. Falling in love with a bus kid will make a difference in your life. Taking interest in a new convert in the church will make a difference in your life. Mentoring somebody and bringing them along will make a difference in your life. Amen? I told you about the lady that time. She said she's about to have a nervous breakdown. She has taken all these pills and to keep from having a nervous breakdown. And she said, I just don't think I'm going to make it. I told her to go home and make 3 dozen cupcakes. She said, what's that got to do anything? I said, just do it. She started making cupcakes for the buses. Saw her a couple weeks later. I said, how you doing with that nervous breakdown? She said, got so busy, I had to call it off. Amen? Amen. Hey, it got the focus off of self and woe is me and woe is my problem. Hey, listen, when you start serving others, you're likely going to run into somebody who's having a tougher time than you are.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I remember the first time I went to the rescue mission downtown Atlanta, 316 Peter Street. Never forget it. Never, ever, ever. I had never really met a homeless person.
Yes, sir.
I never had. I don't know what it means to sleep under a bridge. If I sleep under a bridge, it's going to be at West Point and it's because I'm fishing. Amen? I've got a nice bed to sleep in. But I went down there. I remember all that day I had mumbled and grumbled and griping about this and griping about that and griping about the job and juggling job and ministry and all that stuff. I'll never forget it. I walked into that place and I saw all those men who had it so far worse than I did. And then I got to preach to them and see somebody out of that bunch get saved. I went home rejoicing about my lot in life. Amen. What we're trying to do is get you to the place where you're going to make it.
Yeah.
But as long as the ministry is about you, you're not going to make it. You're going to wash out.
Amen.
Amen. You're not going to make it.
Amen,
we got to get you to fall in love with other people.
Amen.
I'm talking about the right way too.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. There is nothing or no greater investment you can make with your life than investing in the lives of somebody else. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Find somebody to bring along with you. Amen? Listen, you're going to heaven when you die?
Yeah.
Talk to me. How about taking somebody on the trip with you?
Yeah.
Amen? How about bringing somebody along with you? God's showing you some great stuff out of the Bible. How about sharing that with somebody else? Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Invest. Invest. Now listen, here's the thought tonight. I'm not pushing you to serve. I want you to see how much having compassion on others will make a difference in your own life. It'll change the way you think. It'll change the way you think. It'll change the way you react. When you learn to have compassion, and you need to pray God to give you that. I don't think we're born with it. Amen. I remember, I'll never forget, before I got saved, half the people in my home church, I hated their guts. Didn't want to be around them. The first Sunday we went to church after I got saved, I went, oh, there's old brother so-and-so. I love him. God did something in my heart.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If you're going to have compassion toward others, you're going to have God give you compassion for it. You see, the flesh wants to care about you more than anybody else. As long as I get mine, let everybody else, you know, fall by the wayside. But that's opposite from the way the Bible teaches. Amen. Compassion does make the difference. It'll make the difference in your Sunday school class. People will listen to you a whole lot quicker when they know you care about them.
That's right.
Amen. Have you ever heard an uncompassionate preacher? In other words, a guy who's preaching, you're on your way to hell, and he sounds like he's happy about it? Come on, talk to me. I know some guys who are mean on purpose. They put a priority just to see how mean and ugly they can be from the pulpit. And they think, and it makes them popular with a certain crowd. You know what crowd that is? That mean, ugly crowd.
Yes, sir.
Can't nobody else stand to be around them.
Right.
Amen. I want a preacher. I like to see a preacher weep when he's preaching. Preaching about my soul. I'll never forget the first time I saw Brother Mike Taylor from Callahan, Florida. He came up and preached for us. Oh, Brother Mike got to preach, cries the whole time he preaches. You know what that tells me? That man cares about what he's saying to me.
Yes, sir.
That man cares about what he's saying to me. That man cares whether or not I die and go to hell. That man cares whether or not God is working and moving in my life. That man cares whether or not I'm a success as a Christian in this life. He cares whether or not I make it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I preached a message one time on I dare you to care. I double dog dare you. You might remember that. I dare you to care. I dare you to bear other people's burdens. And I forgot what the other one was. But tonight, I want to challenge you to pray and ask God to give you true, heartfelt compassion towards other people. Listen, sometimes our children need discipline. And around here, they don't get it near enough. Well, it got quiet on me there. Amen. Bible said beat him, you won't kill him. Amen. It ain't going to kill him. He'll be all right. Look at Levi. Levi's fine.
Amen.
Amen. Mama said, look at you. I had one or two, I promise you. Amen. Sometimes, though, they need some compassion.
Yes.
Let me tell you something about some of these kids we bring in on these buses.
Yes.
They don't know how to act at church. They ain't got a clue. They don't even know how to act in society.
Amen.
They've lived in a handful of hell 6 days.
Yes,
screaming, fighting, cops called to their house for all sorts of domestic violence and other reasons.
Yes,
you know what they need when they come here?
Yes,
need somebody to love them. By the way, I catch you looking down your nose at some of these bus kids. I'll just go ahead and invite you. You tell you. You're probably not in the right church. I'm trying to think of a nice way to say that.
Yeah.
Amen. They need somebody to love them and care for them.
Amen.
They need to see that, hey, the whole world is not this way. The whole world doesn't hate my guts because of the color of my skin. The whole world doesn't hate my guts because of where I stand in society. There is somebody that loves me. There is somebody that cares whether I live or die. Hey, God, give us some compassion.
Amen.
Someone said, Lord, let me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer should be for others. Others, Lord, yes, others. Let this my motto be, that I may live for others, Lord, that I may live like Thee.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Compassion makes a difference.
Yes, sir.
You know what? It took me a long time to be compassionate. I would give anything to have some of the good people back at this church, Brother Charles, that I ran off. Got quiet. I made some dumb decisions as a young pastor. I handled some people in a wrong way. I see now I could have worked with them. See, I had the Peter syndrome. I just chopped their head off. You line up and do it my way, bless God, or hit the highway. That was my attitude. We okay? And over the years, God's begun to give me some compassion. And He's begun to show me that people are, that's not a good word, fallible. How about that? Look up all the synonyms for fallible and you'll see what you are. People make mistakes. They do stupid things. How many of y'all done something stupid? I'd make you a list a mile long. Amen. And that's just today. Amen. And I realize that people are people. And I realize that we're not robots and everybody's different. Do you understand that? Everybody don't have your same personality. Amen. Some people, we cut up with each other a lot around here and go on at each other. And some people don't know how to take that. People are different. Amen. And you need to understand that people are different. People from the north come down here and they sure enough don't understand us. Amen. Brother John Jenkins is coming to preach in April. He's a Yankee from Michigan. Brother Tommy said, what do you want me to tell Sheila to put in this basket? I said, grits. Sister Shelley's from Michigan. She's going, ugh. I asked a Yankee one time, I said, have you ever ate grits? He said, I had one. We need to realize that people are different, people make mistakes, and we need to learn how to love them where they are. That's what Jesus did. If you follow Him through His life, Jesus loved people where they were. He loved a sinful woman at a well where she was. Are you listening to me? He loved you where you were. Amen. He didn't look down his nose and condemn. He loved you where you... He had compassion on you. And He still shows you compassion day in and day out and day in and day out. We serve a compassionate God. Sometimes He scolds us and burns our hide up. But that's not most of the time. Would you agree with that? Does the Lord beat you every time you deserve it? Come on. Do you get punished for everything? No, you don't. You'd be dead. He shows compassion and restraint on you. Amen. And He's made a difference in your life. And if we'll learn to show compassion and restraint on others, realize who they are and where they are and where they're from and what they are and where they're at as a Christian, especially with these bus kids, what they came from. Amen. Listen. I'm going to. If Brother Jason did something real dumb, I wouldn't be hard on him. You know why? It ain't been that long since he was sucking on a meth pipe.
Yeah.
Or with a needle in his arm. He's young in the faith.
Yes.
He's going to make some mistakes. Instead of beating him down, I want to pick him back up, dust him off, and get him back on the right path again. Are we okay tonight? God gave me that ability in my heart. I wasn't born with it. God let that develop over years and years. And you need to pray for God to give you that. Now here's what it'll do for you. It'll help others and we'll keep more people in the fight because we have compassion. I want to show you what it'll do for you. Compassion will make a difference concerning the way and the attitude in which you attend church. Amen. It'll make you think differently about this place when you're compassionate about the people in it. Psalms 26 and verse number 8, the psalmist said, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Woo! Why do you love church? Or if you do, I love it. I love this place. Do you know, if I came here 3 times a week and I was the only one here, I wouldn't last long. I'd find me something else to do. We all right? I love coming here because you're here.
Yes, sir.
I love showing up on Sunday morning because you are here.
Yes, bro.
Amen. I felt real bad. I had mixed emotions last. Y'all know what mixed emotions are, don't you? That's when your mother-in-law drives you and you pick up off the cliff. That's mixed emotions. Say amen, Meemaw. I had mixed emotions. A lot of the adults were out of the sanctuary, and Brother Charles had a skeleton crew in here, and I had most of the adults out there in the gym preaching to the kids dressed up like a cowboy. I was excited about that. Why? Because I love those kids. You see, I can go back in my mind, and I can put myself where they are. And most of you can too. I told those kids, I was once what you are. And I get excited about the potential in their lives. And I get excited about the potential in your life. I've already picked on Jason a little bit. Hey man, God sent him here. He's green around the edges and rough around the edges. Here he has announced his call to preach. Told me he's about ready. It's about time. Amen. He said, Brother, I think I'm about ready. And go at that rate, you'll preach once a year, brother. We all right? I'm excited. Listen, he's going from a place of hooked on drugs to helping people get off drugs. He's going from the place of being a drug addict to the people who drug him out of it. That is exciting. I heard one of my dear friends who I've watched his life go in a bad direction for a long time. I heard him stand up Wednesday night and brag on God. Amen. He's sitting right there. I'm going to open the doors church tonight and he's going to join. He walked in here this morning with a suit and tie on. Woo! I'm excited about that. Amen. I like that better than Chipper Jones hitting the long ball. I like that better than Tiger Woods getting another green jacket. I like that better than the Falcons winning a Super Bowl. Hallelujah. That excites me. I love coming to church. Why? Because I love you. And I love them youngins. Amen. Some of you dread going to church. Why wasn't you here? Well, say it back up right there. There's your problem. I'm not stupid. I realize sometimes you're sick. Most of the time it's between your ears. Yeah. Amen. We all right tonight? Say amen. Amen. Oh, we're shouting this morning. May not be a whole lot of shout right here. But I'm telling you, man, if you'll learn to have compassion on people, yeah, it'll make a difference concerning the way you attend church and your attitude toward it. Do you ever get excited on Sunday morning? Say, man, I wonder what God's going to do today. Little Jonah, our little 18-month-old grandbaby. Ain't he 18 months old? Our little 18-month-old grandbaby, Brother Warren, gave him a Laffy Taffy last Sunday night or Wednesday night, and he can't open it. He brought it over. We stand on the platform. He brought it over to me, wanted me to open it. And I took that Laffy Taffy from him, and when I did, his little hands got to going like this. I mean, he was clapping his hands. You know what? He was salivating, man. You know what he was doing? He was anticipating what was coming. Do you come to church like that? Do you come to church, man, just going, whoo, I wonder what God's going to do. Hallelujah. I can't wait to see what God has in store for us today. You fall in love with people. Listen, you go out and knock on doors on Saturday and somebody you invite comes and sits in the pew, that will fire you up. And when they crawl off that pew and crawl up in this altar, you'll come undone. Amen. Why? Because you've got an investment there. And you know what you'll do? You'll sit there in the whole service. Through the whole service. Because somebody you personally invited to church came. You'll sit there the whole service. And you'll be in a spirit of prayer for them the whole service. Lord, if they're not saved, save them. Amen. Lord, if they need help, help them. God, if they're weak, give them strength. God, give my preacher what they need today. You know what that's doing? It's getting your mind off of you all the time. Amen. Compassion towards other people will make a difference concerning the way you attend church. It'll make a difference, number two, concerning the way you care for your family. Amen. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody because this will fit any number of you. But when I counsel with couples, it's usually a pride or a self issue. Either she is not meeting his needs or he is not meeting her needs. My concern and my responsibility in this marriage is not to see to it that she is meeting my needs. My only responsibility in this marriage is to see to it that I am meeting her needs. And 9 times out of 10, if one is doing it, the other will in return.
Yes, sir. That's good.
We all right?
Yes, sir.
The problem is self, 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 self. I'm telling you, it'll change. It'll make a difference concerning the way you attend church and your attitude toward it. It'll make a difference in your home concerning the way you care for your family. Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband, as unto the Lord. Verse number 25 said, husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. What if every marriage was like that? What if we based our marriages on those two verses alone? Brother Freddie, I don't think we'd see much divorce. Amen. I really don't. I don't think we'd have to go through that mess not another single time. That'd be the end of it. Somebody said, how can we lower the divorce rate? Get this verse in your heart and live it. Not just on anniversary. Every day of the week. Every day of the year. Amen. Look here, men. I'm going to talk to you just for a minute. You probably don't deserve her. I don't know everybody's case. Let me just speak from my own. You probably don't deserve her. I know I don't. Amen. God gave her to me. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to treat her with compassion. Y'all all right? Amen. I'm going to love her like the Lord told me to love her. Even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Honey, I'd die for you. Right now. If somebody come in here and said they're going to shoot her, I promise you, I'd say shoot him instead. No, I'm serious. I'd die for my wife. And I believe she would for me. Listen, it trickles on down to the children. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 1 through 4, the Bible said, children, y'all kids listen to me right up here. The Bible said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. He said, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. I'm telling you, some people are not compassionate toward their kids. All you do is yell and scream. That's all you do. You don't do what the Bible says. You don't spank them. Well, we don't spank at our house. I could have told you that. That's evident.
Yeah, bro.
Amen. Listen, ladies, I'm not being mean to you, but if all you do is, I told you to clean your room. If that's all you do all the time, you know what she's going to do when she grows up?
Yeah.
Amen, bro. Amen.
I don't think you ought to whip your kid when you're mad. Amen. Calm down.
Amen. Amen.
Got quiet. Yeah. Said provoke them not to anger. Amen. You know what was worse than getting the whipping? The wait, and then the sermon before it. Now, son, where'd she go? She went out. It's a good thing we didn't have defects back in them days. I'd have had them on speed dial. Now, son, mama's giving you a spanking because the Bible says, oh, you're not making Jesus happy. Yeah. Do y'all do that, you kid? Amen. It works. I go to bed at night. You know, you little, you don't understand. Oh, I'm going to go to hell. I'm going to go to hell. You know. Amen. I turned out the way I did because my mother showed compassion on me. Now, she'll testify and tell you, I did some crazy stuff. You hush. I did some crazy, crazy stuff. But my mother raised me. She's a strict disciplinarian. But she did it in love. She wasn't a tyrant. She didn't scream, holler, and yell all the time. When she said, you're going to get a spanking, you know what I knew? I knew I was going to get a spanking. If she told me at church, when we get home, you're getting a spanking, and we'd go out to eat after church, and it'd be a long time, and I'd think, whoo, she forgot. And then I'd pretend like I went to sleep in the car, going home. As soon as we got in the door, go to your room. I'll be in there in a minute. She was consistent. I'm telling you, compassion will make a difference. When you are compassionate toward others, it'll make a difference in your attitude toward church. It will. Some of you sat through services and all you can think about is something somebody else said about you. Who cares if anybody gets saved or not? You're mad.
That's right.
We okay?
Yeah.
Concerning the way you care for your family, compassion will make a difference. Concerning the way you share with others, compassion will make a difference. We take up love offerings around here all the time. Through all Brother Shane's stuff, Brother Shane told me on the phone just here a few days ago, he said, "Brother Eddie, I would not have made it through all this without my church." Is that what you said? Something to that effect? But that offering plates will come by, somebody will have a need. And you're more concerned about your HBO than you are the needs of others. We okay tonight?
Yes.
I'm telling you, compassion will make a difference concerning the way you share with others. 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 17. The Bible said, "But whoso hath this world's goods or good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?" Boy, ain't that something? How can the love of God dwell in us when we see our brother in need and God has given us the means to help and we withhold it? How can we say we love God?
Amen.
Are you listening? He said, "Well, sometimes I don't have it." I said, when God has provided you with the means, sometimes you need the help as much as the person we're helping. I understand that.
Amen.
Amen. We had a guy this morning, I won't even say who it was. Brother Allen's trying to raise money for the teenagers to go on this New Manna trip, and for Brother Eric, our missionary in Thailand. They're selling them little old baskets with people's names on them in the hall. And they said, "We're $65 short." A man in our church who doesn't make good money at all. Matter of fact, he has a pretty low-paying job. He said the Lord spoke to his heart. They said they were 65 of those baskets short. They're a dollar apiece. Said the Lord spoke to his heart and said, "Whatever cash you've got in your pocket, buy them baskets with that cash." He reached in his pocket. Guess how much cash he had?
$65.
You know what he did with it? He walked right straight out of this building, went out there and found Brother Allen and gave it to him.
Amen, brother.
That's what compassion will do.
Yeah.
You say, "What do I get out of that?" Who cares?
Yeah. Amen.
Who cares?
That's right, brother. Amen, brother. Amen.
We're more concerned about making a difference. Amen. One of those teenagers. How many bus children? 14 kids, teenagers, off our bus routes are going to the New Manna Youth Rally this time. That's a first.
Yes, sir.
14 teenagers off our bus routes are going. I'd say that's worth buying a basket for a dollar, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Woo! I'd say that's worth doing away, spending a little of my Pepsi money for the week.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd tear the dish off the roof for that. Amen, wouldn't you? Amen. I'm telling you, to make a difference in the way we share with other people. I think it's a blessing to be able to help somebody.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
If it's just a dollar. Amen. I pray every time we take up a love offering, "God, what do you want me to put in the plate?" I don't look in my billfold first. Because I'm afraid if I look in my billfold and all I've got is a $5 bill and I don't have no ones, I won't put the $5 bill in there. So I pray first, and if the Lord, I feel like He's laid $5 on my heart, and I open my wallet, and that's all there is, that's what's going in there.
Amen.
And by the way, I don't give to get, but God always takes care of me.
Yes, bro. Amen.
Amen. Let me say that again. I don't give to get. I get to give.
Yeah.
God gives it to me so I can help somebody else with it.
Amen.
You know what the greatest blessing about giving and helping others is? I can. It's not me needing the help. And it very well could be.
Yes, brother.
And it may be down the road.
Amen.
Brother Shane might get his disability and might get a big old pile of money and tithe. I might get in a little tight one day. So, "Brother Shane, could I borrow $10? You know what he's going to do? He's going to go remember all the time. Amen. You give and it'll be given unto you.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
But if you don't love people, you won't give because you don't care if their lights get turned off.
Right.
Amen. I wish our mortgage company would have a little compassion. They don't. It's a bottom line. They call themselves a Christian loan company, but they don't care. It's about a bottom line. That's all it's about. But listen, you fall in love with people, it'll change the way you share what God's given you with others.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Not only in your monetary, but in your spiritual thing. You fall in love with others, you won't have a hard time witnessing to them.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because you care whether or not they die and go to hell.
Amen.
Amen. Compassion will make a difference concerning the way and the attitude in which you attend church. Having compassion toward others will change the way concerning the way you care for your family. Having compassion will make a difference concerning the way you share with others. Listen, having compassion will make a difference concerning the way you avoid gossip. You listen to me? If you've got compassion toward other people, you don't want to hear it. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 30, the Bible said, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you."
Amen.
Listen, when you love people, you won't stand and allow somebody else to run them down.
Amen.
You okay? You're not going to come to me after church and say, "Hey, can I talk to you? I'm about fed up like Freddie Young." You don't bring that here.
Amen.
Why? Because that's my friend and I love him.
Yes, amen.
And I will not let you gossip about it. If you come up to me and say, "You ain't going to believe what I heard about Brother Freddie." And by the way, people do that all the time. But no, they don't. I'm teasing. I'm not going to entertain that.
Yeah.
Amen. How would you respond if, let's say, anybody walked up and say, "You know what I heard about your wife?" You're going to get defensive real quick.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Some of you are so tender, you can't even handle it when somebody comes to you and tells you something bad your child's done. Because you think they're not capable of a mistake. People used to come to my mother and say, "Are you Eddie White's mom? What'd he do?" She knew I was capable of anything. Amen. You're a little defensive of people you're compassionate about. That's why I'm defensive over those bus kids. That's why I'm defensive over you. I'm not going to let nobody stand in the Walmart parking lot and run you guys in the ground. They'll get it from me real quick and real fast.
Amen.
Lady in our church. A lady was talking to me one day and she said, "Is it true so-and-so goes to your church?" And I said, "Yep." She said, "Well, I want you." I said, "Whoa. Right there."
Amen.
I don't know what the past was, but I don't know what the present is.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what the past was. I don't care what it was. She's a fine young lady.
Yes, sir.
Enough said.
Amen.
You said, "You really do that?" Yes, sir, I did. To somebody I have great respect for. Why? Because I'm compassionate toward our people.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You fall in love with the people you go to church with, that'll stop the gossip.
Amen.
Number one, if you love them, you won't talk about them.
Yeah.
Number two, if you love them, you won't let nobody else talk about them.
Good.
We all right? Well, we ain't shouting and clicking our heels tonight.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, compassion will make a difference in your life.
Yes,
amen. People in this world have got compassion, but it's going in the wrong directions.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I do not care if every whale washes up on the beach in California tonight. You say, "That's awful." I don't care. The seagulls will have plenty to eat. If you weigh 6,000 pounds, don't try swimming in 6 inches of water. We okay? I don't care about the spotted owls. I'd like to have one mounted in my office. We okay? People all tore up about all this crazy stuff. It's not making a difference. Listen, I don't want the whales to wash up. I'm joking. But that's not where my compassion lies. We're living in a society that's got more compassion for an animal than they do an unborn child. That's the truth, man. More compassion over some oil spilled out in the ocean and a fish might die. I forgot what it was that's pitching a fit the other day about it was fishing or something because mussels. Mussels, them things, they're good for nothing. They're making them build elaborate systems so salmon can get through the dams in the rivers to get upriver. Y'all all right? Man, we need to take some of this compassion we got about all this crazy stuff and focus it toward what Jesus did. Amen. You didn't hear Jesus harping about no whale or a spotted owl. Amen. It was people. Hey, listen, I love God's creation too. But I love the Creator more than the creation. Amen? And He told me to love people. Compassion will make a difference concerning the way you avoid gossip. Compassion will make a difference concerning the way you stand for God's Word. Psalms 119 and verse number 16, He said, I will delight myself in Thy statutes. I will not forget Thy Word. He said, I'll delight myself in Your Word. Amen. I'll get happy about it. Amen. Amen. I'm compassionate about this book. Amen. Somebody said, why don't you allow preachers to preach from other versions in your pulpit? Because I'm compassionate about this one. Amen. Why fool something lesser when you got the real thing?
Amen.
Amen. Y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
Compassion will make a difference in your life. What you need to do is you need to pray and ask God to help you fall in love with His people. Compassion, lastly, and I'm done. It'll make a difference concerning the way you care for the lost. Romans 3:23 still says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Understand this. Everybody you come in contact with who don't know Christ is right where you used to be. Everybody. I wonder how many people we come in contact with every day in our lives that if they died right then, they'd bust hell wide open.
Yes, amen, brother.
Some of you have family, and when you meet and when you depart, you always say, I love you, but you've never asked them if they're saved. You don't know. You wouldn't believe how many times I've had a church member say, pray for my so-and-so, they're on their deathbed. Are they saved? Well, you know, I don't know. Compassion towards people will make you want to know. Amen. My little old cousin, I saw him the other day. He asked me how many times I was going to ask him. Because I ask him at least two or three times a year. His name's Corby. Corby's had a lot of trouble. If he'd get in church, the Lord would take care of that, I guarantee you. But I asked, Corby, are you saved, son? Yes, I'm saved. I mean, yes, I know I'm saved. How do you know you're saved? I make him tell me.
Amen.
Why? Because I don't want to get to heaven and him not be there.
Amen.
Amen. Compassion will make a difference in the way you care about lost people. It'll change the way you judge people.
Right. Yes.
Amen. I'm real bad get an attitude with some of these thugs. These kids that run around with their britches hanging down. I get on these bus kids all the time. I don't want to see your drawers.
Right.
Pull your pants up. Amen?
Right.
But hey, I got to realize, all that boy needs is the Lord.
Yeah,
that's all he needs.
Yes, sir.
Go to the mall and see all them weirdos. And you go, my Lord. Hey, only difference between you and them is the grace of God.
Right. Yes,
amen? The only difference between you and them. Well, I would have never done that. You don't know. You didn't grow up in this society. Hey, look up in here real good. I snuck and wore bell bottoms when I was a kid. Bell bottom. peace, man. I wasn't a hippie on the outside. I didn't appear to be a hippie because mom wouldn't let me. But I'd go to school and hang out with them. Y'all all right? Till being a redneck got popular. What are you saying, preacher? That was the thing in that day.
That's right, yeah. Preacher.
Yes, sir. Right. Amen, brother. That was the wild, rebellious teenager in that day. All these kids to doing today, they're the hippies of today. And you got all these different little groups, and I don't know what they are. You got, I don't know. You got the rappers and the emu. Is it emus? The emus. I don't even know what that is. The emus. They wear them little tights. Skateboarders. That skateboarding crowd. You got all them. Anyway, I saw a boy the other day had a. It was like a mohawk, but it was this away. Looked like he had a plate on his head going out like that. I mean. I know he thought I was staring at him, but I was trying to check it out. I thought, how do you do that? Green. On my road, where I live. They know him. It's Charity's boyfriend, surely. You know all that kid needs? He needs the Lord. He needs the Lord. Listen. Having compassion. He said, and if some have compassion, making a difference.
Yes.
I'm telling you tonight, compassion makes a difference.
Yes.
In every area of our life. If you'll get involved serving God, it'll make a difference in your life personally. It'll change the way you think. It'll change the way you act. It'll change the way you react concerning others. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Miss Janice, would y'all come and maybe you and Elizabeth and Ashley and sing a verse for invitation. Maybe we could just come and ask God tonight, Lord, help me to be more compassionate concerning others. Just mind the Lord tonight.